This nigga.
And a man in a very heavy coat has just arrived. Oh, it's you. Hi.
Hey. Hey.
Why are you wearing that, what do they call that fake leather stuff?
I don't know. I've been telling everybody this week that I'm just like cold-blooded.
Yeah, it's so hot. And with a fur collar.
Yeah.
No, a fake fur collar.
Fake fur. Fake yeah, leather.
So you're cold-blooded.
Yeah,
cold. Why doesn't that surprise
cold-blooded.
How are you?
I'm great, yeah. It was cool hearing that last interview you did, eh? Because this week was the Exploding Rainbow Orchestra.
Yeah.
I feel like, and that's what I've been up to. I feel like Auckland is weirdly spoiled for giant orchestral things with a bunch of incredible special guests.
So spoiled, you're absolutely right. There's like so many things you could go to, but those two things are two remarkably wonderful things.
Yeah, strange that there would be two, and wonderful.
And wonderful, and there's another wonderful being, entity. I can see them, they can't see me. Zach Arnold.
Yeah, well, what a profile you have.
Yeah, morena.
Kia ora, thank you for having me.
Yeah, you're very welcome. We're very pleased to have you here because you are our demo god.
Yeah, in the flesh. And yeah, really, I was really excited to be a part of this and want to thank Finn for asking me.
Oh, Zach, you were so good. It was incredible to... Did I ask you or did you ask?
I think we
need to set the record straight or anything.
I definitely floated the idea. But there was no hard deadline or anything like that. I just, you know, I remember hearing the Chelsea Presidi stuff and seeing that you'd worked with some Sun Return people like Babe Martin and Kenny from Manuka and Navar, and was like, this is a great idea, and it seems like a lot of fun. So,
and you want to be part of it.
Hmm. Yeah, why not? You know, life's short, you know, you got to make the most of it.
Okay, so you got together last week. Zach, Finn told us about a little story about you. You played some of the bands that you've been in, might have heard it last week, and the big build-up to what you were going to do this week. And then he, as he does overnight, emailed me at some ungodly 4 a.m. this morning.
4 a.m.
Yeah, to tell me that that there was a track that was 6 hours long.
Yep, that's correct.
There is a track. Actually, before we start, speaking of last week, I have two corrections in my factual understanding of Zach as an artistic individual.
Okay, go for it. In the corrections department.
Corrections department, Grant Sheridan is singing Not Zach on the song Harness by Sia, I do believe. And he does only about half of the drone duties in Sulfate. I think I overstated his drone job in Sulfate, the band he's in. Are those the correct corrections, or would you like to correct the corrections, Zach?
Yeah, that's correct. In terms of Sulfate, I think like Peter is triggering all of them bar one, which I do at the start, which is very dramatic. But together, more recently, I've been really into the idea of making guitar pedals self-oscillate on themselves. So there's a few of those, and Peter's come up with some drones or kind of strange noises as well. So it's something that we're exploring together. Yeah.
That was a very comprehensive correction.
Yes.
Hey, listen, so the prompt, of course, you had a list of things that you could choose that this demo was going to be, the demo title was going to be. And I didn't know that anybody would actually pick Tailor It for TikTok, but you did.
Yeah, well, you, one of you last week were like, he's going to go for Surf the Wave, or,
yes.
Which, you know, like, that's a very vibey prompt, which, look, being honest, if I hadn't listened back, I probably would have chosen another one, but I thought, hey, let's push the boat out, and in some ways it's kind of diametrically opposed. Is that the right way to phrase it?
Yeah,
diametrically opposed to the way that Finn and I approached this demo gods, which was to use kind of generative music practices to create a small number of loops and drones to then let them run. And yeah, we made a 6-hour piece and then we tailored it for TikTok.
Right. Okay. It's called Zigzag Perfect Pop Mix. Where did you do it, Finn? Did you do it in your was it a truck?
My van. My van is actually the front door of the van is out of order at the moment. So Annabelle kindly volunteered her studio. So we went in there. I dragged all my gear in there. And Zach, in terms of this sort of generative ambient music that we were going for, Zach sent me a lot of resources on Brian Eno's first ambient album, Discrete Music.
Yes.
Which, as well as being generative in terms of like setting two things of different lengths and having them play out and then go over each other in interesting patterns. Obviously, we did more things going over each other than two. But yeah, Brian Eno's one was like all about sort of being played quite quietly in the background too, which I found really interesting. I don't know if ours is necessarily needs to be played quietly, but yeah, just being reintroduced to that world of generative ambient music. You and I actually, Karen, in Rainy Day Projects, maybe 6 months ago, did an episode on Steve Reich and phasing, piano phasing. And this is like quite a close cousin of that, I would say. So I was really excited to do it. And Zach was talking before about self-oscillating pedals. And that was actually the first prototype that we did. We made some very ugly sounds. We made 6 loops that didn't sound very good. And then we decided to start again a bit more pretty. I would actually like to hear the ugly version of this song. But yeah, Zach, was this sort of one of those things where you realized it was an opportunity to do something that you... I like to say this to my demo gods. I like to say, is there anything that you've always wanted to do genre-wise that you're never able to do? Did this sort of fit into that?
Definitely. I think at any time there's maybe like 3 or 4 projects that I would love to like dive into. This kind of ambient thing is one. There's like I'd love to be in an egg punk band. I've been writing the odd egg punk song.
Dungeon. Did you say?
Yes. Yeah, egg punk. You're right.
EGG.
Yeah. Yep, that's correct. You're either egg punk or you're chain punk, and there's only 2 types. And I think at the moment, I've been thinking a lot about egg punk. And also been thinking a lot about dungeon synth. That was another one that I thought we could maybe go down.
Very cool.
Instead we, Finn, I thought this would be maybe the easiest way to go about it because we're both busy people and like you say, the Exploding Rainbow Orchestra was on and there's lots of good shows and stuff, so you could kind of, because of the nature of generative music using a small amount of loops, kind of you're making small and concise pieces of music that then interact and create a much larger piece. So we're not composing for 6 hours. We composed for 1.5 hours. And then there was a bit of TikTok finessing.
All right. Let's hear it. Should we hear it? He's frozen on the screen.
Well, let's do the we'll do the ambient one first, the 3.5-minute perfect pop song version, and then we'll do our TikTok remix.
Righto. So Zach Arnold, Finn Johansson, our demo gods this week. I've got the title Zigzag Perfect Pop Song, and here it is.
Thank you.
That'll be the end then.
Oh yeah, should have faded it out. The perfect pop song version.
So it's called Zikzok Perfect Pop Mix. Zach Arnold is the demo god. You couldn't hear that at your end though, because you're on Zoom, by the way, in case you're wondering why Zach sounds so far away.
Yes, I'm on Zoom coming, streaming to you live from Kornini out in West Auckland.
Even though you introduced yourself by saying, yes, it's me, the demo god, in the flesh.
Hey, you know, this is show business, baby. You know,
it's all smoke and mirrors.
Yeah, well, if it was show business, we'd have you in a big barrel of water by the sound of your voice in the studio in the corner.
Yeah.
Like a fish. Okay. So you've got another track that you've put, you've popped on the end of this, which is, it is pretty short, eh?
Yeah, Zach was basically the first half of our sort of making this music was thinking, how do we make it 16, 20 seconds long? We did a lot of Googling about the average attention span of a TikTok user and how long the things are, and we learned a couple of things. Zach, what did we learn about TikTok that we introduced and implemented for our short version of the song?
Yeah, so generally you want your TikTok to be no longer than 20 seconds. Ideally it has a really great hook within the first 3 seconds, and then if you can like do something at the end that is unexpected, that means that people will re-watch it or engage with it more, which means your watch time increases, and then that means that the algorithm will then show it to more people. So with all of that in mind, Finn was able to kind of compress or kind of time stretch it down to a much shorter period, which in a funny way is another ode to Brian Eno, because he time stretched, was it Music for Airports, Finn? Was that the one he did?
Oh, I think it was Discreet Music, the one that he put to half speed.
Yeah.
But maybe maybe he did it with all those kind of generative pieces.
Yeah, so we played with a bit of time. Our hook at the start is about money, because who doesn't who doesn't love money or is interested in money? And then maybe we'll leave the what happens at the end a surprise.
Well, it's going to happen pretty quickly because it's very short. Hey Zach, thank you very much for being our demo god this week.
Yes, thank you, Zach.
Thank you so much for having me.
Have a lovely day out there in the beautiful Auckland weather. What are you up to today? Yep.
Back at you. I am going to go for a nice walk, might clean the car, eat a nice meal, you know.
This guy.
Very good.
Yeah.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
You're the best, Zach. Thanks again.
Ka kite.
Okay, Zach Arnold, and we're going to play the Zikzok shorto. And it is very shorto, so I'll say goodbye to Yuo.
Thank you, O.
Play it.
Karen O from the Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
Okay, so Zikzok shorto, and next week you'll be back, obviously, to tell us who your demo god is for 2 weeks' time.
That's right. Thanks, Karen.
Do you want to make $100,000? Listen to the end to find out.
This thing up.